gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Comedian John Fugelsang, live in all of hour number three from the New York Bureau of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I didn't know we had one of those.
Yes, we do.
I didn't either. Yes, we do now.
We just built it.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, Emmy Award-winning voice
deity.
That's
me.
Jim Ward.
That's me.
Or me, Stephanie Miller.
Hard drinking Lincoln, stinger drunk Lincoln. Mm. I'm trying to find those things and put them up on my MySpace page.
Mishmash
Media. Mishmash Media. Mishmash Media.
Yes.
Noted liar Joe Wilson doubling down and lying again in his apology.
So the Congressional Resource Services has indicated that indeed the bills that are before Congress would include illegal aliens. Mm. And I think this is wrong.
What part of Section 246 of H.R. 3200 does he not understand?
What is unclear about this?
It says, nothing in this subtitle shall allow federal payments for affordability credits on behalf of individuals who are not lawfully present in the United States.
Like I said, it's going to give away stuff to illegal aliens. It's pretty clear.
I think he's stupid.
He's such a weenie. Listen to him. He's kind of cowering.
He looks like he's going to cry.
Yeah. I can't believe anyone was objected to what I did. I didn't know.
Can
that
I just say, I would give anything in the world to be. Apparently, there was a little coat press scuffle between him and Cantor and Boner. They were trying to get him to apologize on the floor, and he wouldn't.
We'll be talking about him in stand-up news.
Yes. All right. The president, classy as usual.
I'm a big believer that we all make mistakes. He apologized quickly. And without equivocation, I'm appreciative of that.
There was some equivocation.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. And then, of course, Joe Wilson. Joe Wilson has found fans among Rush Limbaugh and the likes of Sean Hannity, who decided to also repeat
the issue of illegal immigrants, the issue of abortion, the issue of end-of-life counseling, Medicare cuts, the costs. The president wasn't exactly honest last night, was he?
You mean like when he said that the insurance company guys are bad people? No, he said exactly the opposite.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Sean Hannity said, it troubles me that he said insurance companies
are bad people.
And the president said, and you play the clip, insurance company people are not bad people.
Right.
They're in this to make a profit, as they said in their testimony. I mean, it's just
he said they were bad people.
Yeah, that was hilarious, right? Hoberman plays the clip back. The president. Insurance company people are not bad people.
Why did you say the insurance company people are bad people?
But they are bad people. Well, yeah, but that's beside the point. He didn't say that.
Oh, boy. I had to listen to the drug addled gas bag yesterday.
Why?
Suddenly a big fan. Joe Wilson, I was right. Why are we asking him to apologize? I was screaming at the television all night. Liar, liar, liar. God, can you imagine just his OxyContin falling out of every fat folder? All right. Really stunning. It would have been, I think, better politically for the Republicans, too, had he gone on the House floor. But he doesn't just owe the president an apology. He owes the House an apology.
And
I think people's concern is precedent. You can't. I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democratic president.
Yeah.
That is expressly against House rules.
It is specifically against House rules.
Yeah.
No member of Congress shall call the president a liar or say that he is lying.
That is a rebel.
In the House rules.
I don't play by the rules. Well, I got caught by. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was just. I'm going to get hollered at, huh, Wally?
All right.
I can't believe what a little shrinking violet weenie he turns out to be.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
He's all brave when he's out there thinking he's.
You almost saw it in his thought bubble when he realized he was on TV. It was
crap!
Oh, I got caught.
Liar! You lie! I'm defending it. Oh no!
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally.
You know you make
Joe Wilson.
Wanna
lies! Lies!
Liar!
Representative Joe Wilson, the greatest living statesman.
Now wait a minute.
Wrong way, Wilson. Of course your comments were inappropriate and regrettable. You are a Republican trying to delegitimize the elected president of the United States. That's all you do, and that's all you've got.
You know you make
Joe Wilson.
Liar!
Bald-faced liar.
Feigned outrage, sanctimony, phony civility.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar.
You're a liar! You're a liar!
Thank you, Shano.
That's great.
All right. As if anything could be more entertaining, let's check some other entertainment news, shall we?
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Our top story, Simon Cowell has blasted the Beatles, claiming they would have failed auditions on his show, The X Factor.
Really?
Yes, the music mogul says he would have kicked the iconic band off his British TV talent show unless they fired drummer Ringo Starr.
Oh, well.
We have
after they fired
Simon.
Pete Best, yeah.
Hire Ringo Starr. Using my considerable expertise, extraordinary taste, and unfailing instincts, I frankly would have passed on the Beatles. Just an overly ambitious skiffle group, really. Covers of Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, girl group hits. Ho-hum, seen it. Thank you, next. Also the Rolling Stones. Filthy, pimply louts, dreadful blues covers. Typical, unremarkable pub band. Won't last 6 months. Check, please. Michael Jackson, nice kid, can dance a bit. Horrible afro. If only he were whiter and a bit effeminate, he might have a chance. But no, family acts never make it past variety shows and county fairs anyway. The Osmonds, who? Aren't they Jehovah's Witnesses or Zoroastrians or some other weird cult? Sorry, I'd sooner sign the Manson family. Sliced bread, a fad, will never last. A televised singing competition where the national audience phones in to vote for their favourites. Hello, Star Search, seen it, so last century. It will never catch on, I'm just being honest.
And finally, Tom Arnold credits California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's sex advice with calming his pre-wedding jitters. After he was reminded that pleasing his wife will be the most important part of marriage. Arnold turned to his Hollywood pal for advice as he prepares to wed fourth wife, Ashley Grossman. Schwarzenegger called me and said he was concerned. He said, it's getting close to the marriage. How's the sex? Keep your eye on that. I don't know if he meant with her, but whatever. Okay, keep your eye on that, said the governor.
We have a phone message that he left on Tom Arnold's machine.
Hey, Tom, it's your old friend Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, the governor of California and all of these things. I just want to remind you that with all the flowers and the cake and the taxes and the gowns and the little lace doilies and the hot bridesmaids who can't wait to get it on with movie stars in the ladies' room, but one of them is causing a distraction with the catching of the bouquet and all of this, and don't tell Maria I said that. And with the honeymoon and the exotic locales and the honeymoon suite with the big hot tub where you have hot sex with the high-class hookers while your new wife is out shopping and these kinds of things. And again, don't tell Maria about the groping and the fondling and the hot chicks who are drawn to you like moths to the flame because you're a big star and all of these things. In between that, make sure you're still having hot sex with the old ball and chain. Because you forget about the important things, and sex is important in the marriage, so if you want, I can hook you up with the Viagra and the Levitra and the Cialis, which I don't need because I'm hopped up on the steroids and the HGH and the powdered tiger testicles and things of this nature. Which is why my Schwanzstücke is always standing at attention, even though my testicles are the size of raisins and these kinds of things of this nature. I hope that helps and all of these things. Get here.
That's all for Tinsel Talk. Dear. I'm here all week. Tell your friends.
Powdered tiger testicles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think he used up all the memory on his answering machine.
Yeah. All done.
He needs to buy a flashcard.
Tom Arnold has one of those old-fashioned ones.
Yeah. You have 2 seconds remaining.
If you'd like more Emmy Award-winning Jim Ward Falderall,
check out Jim Ward's apocryphal but true, for which there is a title ad at the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com. Go there, buy the album. Thank you.
Thank you. Boy, howdy. Here's God's way of telling you have too much money when you can spend $82,000 on a gerbil home. As Brad Pitt is apparently going to do for...
Richard Gere?
No.
Crazy. We don't know what Emmy Award-winning Jim Ward meant by that, but he has an Emmy now, so he can get away with
That's
it.
That's right.
Brad Pitt is spending... Angie.
Angelina.
Yes.
Jolie.
They bought...
Angie.
Gerbils.
Angie.
He spent $82,000 on a custom home for them. The posh gerbil digs habitat was designed by Brad himself. Includes labyrinths, tunnels, multiple platforms, seesaws, and heated swimming pools.
Heated swimming pools? Gerbils don't like water.
He spent more than most a lot of people make in a year on your gerbil house.
He's got a lot of time at his hands, apparently, Brad. You think with all the 9,000 kids, he might be...
I remember I had a. Do you guys have fish? Only in college I had fish, except I bought all the ones that ate each other.
Yeah.
So I didn't. Then I didn't have.
And not in a good way.
No. Exactly.
The people at the fish store can help you with that.
Yeah. I know. See, no, but I remember being at the fish store with like two college roommates fish. Arguing over what fish toys they would like. The little man or the opening chest or whatever.
They like
so
both.
I understand how you can get obsessed with what sort of habitat your animals might enjoy.
I never had a fish.
Yeah, well, I didn't either because I got the beta one that I was,
well,
you know.
Well, betas you're not supposed to put with anything.
There was one left, and I remember he had a fin sticking out of his mouth. I was like,
That's not a good sign.
That's interesting.
Well, don't need to feed him for today.
Exactly. Levi Johnson is going to pose for a Playgirl.
Johnston. Wow.
Johnston.
Pardon me.
Yeah, there's a T
Johnston.
In there.
Johnston. Mm-hmm. Listen, I was focusing on the naked part. Pardon me for not pronouncing
We're
the
We're focusing
name.
On the T.
He's not, he's going, he will not do a nude shoot, however. He will only pose in his skivvies because, you know, he has values.
Yeah, morals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since apparently a nearly nude Levi, better than no nude Levi at all, Playgirl's down with that. There's an agreement in place to do the shoot. They're in financial negotiations right now.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. He said, apparently Levi said, I'm assuming it's where a dude poses for women. Okay.
Yeah, you keep on thinking that.
Okay,
yeah.
Levi.
Yeah.
They grow them naive in Wasilla, don't they?
Oh, that is precious. All right, speaking of family values, Hugh Hefner filing for divorce from his wife and former... Oh, she's a former playmate? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how interesting. His, whichever one, Kimberly. Yes.
Oh,
in recent
good.
Years, he and his girlfriend...
I thought it was Kendra.
No, his girlfriends were Holly, Kendra, and Bridget. They were on The Girls Next Door, that reality show.
Yeah.
His relationship with all three has since ended, and he's now living with three new women, including twins.
Oh.
He's always able to find twins.
I think he forgot that he married one of them.
Yeah.
And then he had to...
Is it that easy to find twins?
I don't know.
So he was still married to Kimberly when he was living with the girls next door?
I guess.
That's so cute. You seem really shocked at Hugh Hefner.
Well,
had multiple relationships of some sort.
Wouldn't it occur to him to kind of get a divorce before having...
Have you ever been
so
to the Playboy Mansion?
No,
as you know,
I have. Yes,
I have been.
You were there with Frank Stallone.
I was on a date with Todd Bridges.
Oh.
Where?
That's weird.
Where Frank Stallone hit on me. The whole thing is weird. My whole life is weird.
Did Todd Bridges at least protect your honor?
No. He didn't care.
He didn't fight for you?
Oh. Who can remember which chicks are married and didn't? They all look alike anyway.
You know what's funny is a lot of people think we're kidding.
No, yeah.
No. All right. speaking of reality shows, Jim, you're going to want to TiVo this. Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell are going to a reality.
Can't wait.
Show together.
Rosie was on our program, and
they're
she was very nice.
Yes, she was. They're hoping to be the new Lucy and Ethel of reality TV.
Okay. I can see that.
And we wish them well.
Well, will they dish on the backstage doings of The View?
Oh, if it's just an hour of Barbara Walters bod bashing, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell's a swag.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, that concludes Celebrity Stack for today. Back with more Joe Wilson bashing and much more as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
In fact, there's the distinct possibility that by the end of the day, we'll all be going to hell.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Check it out. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I think I was saying Keith Olbermann, Jim, last night was saying, can you imagine anybody on a job screaming something like that and assuming they'd have a job the next day if they screamed something like that at their boss?
And we were just, we were remembering back. I remember it like it was, just last week.
A couple of weeks ago.
When Chris called me in the commercial break. If I had any self-respect at all, young man,
you're fired.
But I don't, so you're safe.
You just said Jim's called you worse.
Jim has.
Although I can't think of anything worse than what I called you.
If I had even a smidgen of self-esteem. Yeah, you called me the nuclear winter word.
Yes, I did. I sent you an apology email.
You did, and I was very classy, like the president, wasn't I?
Yeah, you said, get back to work.
Stop sucking up.
Yeah.
Ken in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Ken.
How you doing? The first thing I want to say is God bless the heroes of Flight 93.
Yes, that's
John
right.
John Wilson is right. He's absolutely right. Mm. He is a liar.
Mm-hmm. See how you threw me off there?
There's no in those bills that excludes illegal aliens.
Yes, there is, sir.
That's part of
the yes,
yeah,
there is.
No, sir, want to hear it, sir? We have it. Would you like to hear it? Would you like to hear it? H.R. 3200, Section 246, no federal payment for undocumented aliens. Nothing in this subtitle shall allow federal payments for affordability credits on behalf of individuals who are not lawfully present in the United States. What part of that don't you understand?
Okay, now, if you look at the other bills that are out there, too, because nobody knows which bill he's really talking about, it has the
that is the bill that you right-wingers always talk about.
It has the phrase sustained presence, where a person, all they have to do is show that they've been in this country for 31 days and they qualify for this commie
that's
care.
But only
if they are here legally.
Here's what you should do. Ken, here's what you should do, because I do it on both sides. There are nonpartisan fact-checked organizations, and all of them have said that Joe Wilson is the liar here. Mm-hmm. They are not partisan.
You mean like factcheck.org says Obama's lying when he says that you'll be able to keep your own insurance, which they know
that's
he's not.
That is not a lie. That is
yes,
not
it
a,
is
lie.
A lie.
Well, you're assuming that because the government is
insurance.
Pardon me?
Eventually what they're going to do is they're going to phase out all private insurance.
Really? And you know that how?
He lets it slip out every once in a while.
Because it's a commie plot.
The other day when he said, we're going to make America like the 39 other so-called commie countries that have commie care.
Is that what he said? That's what the president said.
Developed countries, Ken.
Affordable health care.
That's what the president said.
Developed countries. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? It's Friday, and I'm.
Here's a commie Nazi Negro liberal.
He brushed brushed off the fact that I read that part of H.R. 3200 directly to him, and he just blew that right off.
Yeah. Facts are inconvenient.
Exactly.
It's Friday, and I am not. It's only the first half hour of the show. Not drunk enough yet
Have a liberal bias. That's the problem.
Okay. All right. Jeannie in Ithaca, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, I was just noticing that the first president to be heckled happens to be the first black president.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm sure that's a coincidence.
Yeah, and he was heckled by a South Carolina member of a neo-Confederate group that fought to keep the Dixie flag flying in South Carolina. Do you think race had anything to do with his loss of emotional control?
Yeah, you just have to wonder. Oh, and we'll tell you about his Strom Thurmond connection as we continue. 28 minutes after the hour is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've never before met a woman as fascinating as
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 33 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Sam in Providence, Rhode Island, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thank you. It seems that Sean Hannity is using a little out to get away with saying that the president said that insurance execs are bad people, because the actual quote is, insurance executives aren't doing this because they are bad people. They're doing it for profit.
Yes.
You could say the words. There's that stuff in the middle that kind of changes the meaning.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I
was sort of taken aback that the president called insurance. It's like, yes, you were taken aback because you are completely lying.
He didn't even say taken aback. He said taken back.
Yeah. Yes, taken back.
Yeah, which is
what?
Not English.
What? Okay. let's go to Crystal in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, Steph. I've been resisting myself to call the last week, listening to all call in, talking about the Obama speech with the kids, now the whole Joe Wilson thing with calling him a liar. I honestly don't understand how people lack common sense, lack, you know, just, I mean, people are just stupid right now. The right wing, he blatantly said it does not cover illegal immigrants.
Right.
What part of that don't you understand?
Yeah, I that's what I mean. It's just, it's gone beyond silly season, hasn't it? I mean, it's just,
yeah,
we're,
I mean,
we're,
like,
arguing over something that has been patently proven to be a lie. I mean,
it's like, I mean, do they just throw away all their common sense just to be loud, obnoxious, rude? The fact that Joe Wilson said that to the president, who cares if you don't like the man? He is the president of the United States. George Washington declined becoming a king. I mean, they're supposed to be treated as royalty. Will you think in Parliament that they'd yell to Queen Elizabeth, you're a liar?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, where's the respect?
Well, I take their point that about precedent. It's like, is this what is? Are these the new rules now? So anybody that's president. So for Republicans, are you really telling me? Do you think the right wing, if this had been reversed, they
exactly.
wouldn't be, you know, calling for a? They'd be calling for execution.
Mm-hmm.
I would think for somebody that. I mean, it's just that's this shouldn't even be partisan. It's just American.
Right.
It's a basic respect that we have for the office that you know on the floor of Congress. President Obama, of course, said he accepts Joe Wilson's apology. President Obama, classy with a C.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Wilson, classy with a K. Joe Wilson, yesterday.
It was spontaneous.
It wasn't.
He stated...
Lying about that,
as
too.
As he did, about not covering illegal aliens.
It was not spontaneous because you had a copy of the speech.
Oh, and also...
Several hours beforehand.
Also, by the way, he's got a lot more Twitter followers now.
Oh, yeah?
Wonder if any of them are of the, racist persuasion.
Could be.
Just curious. He had just over 2,300 Twitter followers before the address. Now he has more than 6,900
wow.
people on Twitter. His last tweet, oddly, came at a Labor Day rally in South Carolina. He wrote, "Happy Labor Day, wonderful parade at Chapin. Many people called out to oppose Obamacare, which I assured them would be relayed tomorrow to D.C. One would have to wonder if one might have planned that little spontaneous emotional outburst, which would make him once again.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Wonder what the hell he was doing at a Labor Day celebration, which is, you know, a union holiday. It's a holiday that was set aside to support the labor movement. Yeah.
Interesting.
The president.
Our goals are generally the same. Whether we're Democrats or Republicans, and in fact, most Americans don't even think about those labels all that much. They are turned off when they see people using wild accusations, false claims, name-calling, sharply ideological approaches to solving problems. They want pragmatism. They want people to stay focused on the job, and I hope that some of the fever breaks a little bit.
Okay, let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning, Stephanie and the Mooks. What a terrible, terrible bad week for the Republicans has been, hasn't it? You got the speech, which basically...
It's a darn shame.
Yeah, the speech, which was basically work hard, stay in school. You got the California rep who couldn't keep his wee Willy Winkle in his pants. You got lying Joe Wilson. And then don't forget, tomorrow, you've got crazy Glenn Beck and the 9-12ers. So the week is going to end with a bunch of screaming white guys. Showing what extremists they all are and what the GOP has turned to. I mean, this is just, if it wasn't so scary, it would be hysterical more often than not.
Yes, today is the anniversary of 9/11, which, we forgot, Jim, comedy was supposed to be canceled today. Remember that right-wing tool screamed that at me on CNN?
It's no comedy on a Tuesday.
No.
Right.
I don't know if it's just, because 9/11 was on a Tuesday. So this is technically a Friday, though it's the anniversary. So we'll have to call Martha Zoller and ask her if comedy is allowed today. Okay.
She's such a calm and reasonable woman.
Lance in New Hampshire, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Lance.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for allowing me to be on the show. I appreciate it. I'm a practicing orthopedic surgeon just outside of Boston, and so I have a lot of experience treating people with and without insurance. So I like to go on first by saying I think Joe Wilson's behavior was inappropriate. Obviously he should have apologized, and hopefully that's it. I mean, the civil obedience and the people yelling at each other is pretty common in politics, and I think that we don't want to get lose focus of the situation here, which is healthcare, not who's calling who what. But I would like to say that I'm a little bit confused myself by the healthcare plan, because Mr. Obama has put out there a number of pieces of misinformation. And if I could just take a second to read to you exactly, this is exactly what he said at our New Hampshire town hall meeting in Portsmouth, okay, and this is a quote from him, the whole thing, right? It says, all I'm saying is let's take the example of something like diabetes, one of a disease that's skyrocketing, partly because of obesity, partly because it's not treated as effectively as it could be. Right now, if we paid a family, if a family care physician works with his or her patient to help them lose weight, modify diet, monitors whether or not they're taking their medications in a timely fashion, they might get reimbursed a pittance. But if the same diabetic ends up getting their foot amputated, that's a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 blank. Immediately, the surgeon is reimbursed. Now, Stephanie, you tell me what that means I make when I do an amputation.
What?
What does that mean? This is Obama's words, okay?
I hear what you're saying, but what's your point?
Well, my point is, this is misinformation. $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 is not what the surgeon gets reimbursed. I bill $1,200 for that procedure, less than you pay for a brake job. So that's a bit of misinformation that gets the physicians a little upset, because
I think his point is obviously surgery is much more expensive than he's talking about preventative care.
Right.
I mean,
right.
If he threw out the wrong number, I don't think that was deliberate misinformation. He was talking about that, you know, we should be doing more preventative care to save people from, having to actually have their disease progress to that point.
There's no question about that, but the devil's in the details. And when you say something and use an order of magnitude exaggeration, people start saying, whoa, wait a minute here.
But you're missing the point here. The preventative medicine is a lot cheaper than...
Yeah.
Than you know, hacking someone's leg off.
Right. I don't. Are you doing another more polite version of Joe Wilson saying the president's a liar because he didn't know the exact number that a surgery costs for an amputation and
But how much do the insurance companies charge? That's.
Well, the insurance companies don't charge. The insurance companies pay the doctors to do the work.
They pay the doctors.
Right. But my point is, when misinformation like this gets put out there, whether it's deliberate or not, people start saying, there's something phony in what's being said. Because
Lance, do you agree that preventative medicine is a lot cheaper to society than hacking someone's foot off?
There's no question it is. But let me explain another thing.
That was President Obama's point.
Well, but he's also missing some points on that. Preventive medicine starts with behavior, okay? And we cannot stop people by changing the healthcare industry. We can't change people from smoking and drinking and drinking themselves.
Well, no one's saying you can control behavior, but what he's saying is
that's where the prevention starts, Stephanie. That's where
right, but we're not taking the steps to even encourage that. I think is his point. Well, all right, thank you, Lance.
Okay. Thank you for playing missing the point entirely.
That's what I was gonna say.
And thanks for playing Missing the Point Entirely.
He got the number wrong. That's not what an amputation costs. Okay.
I'm just confused because I know the hospitals just have these gigantic, like charging hundreds of dollars for an aspirin.
$500 for an aspirin.
Yeah, so
yeah, exactly. That's part of what's wrong with
the money going.
Yeah, that's part of what's wrong with the whole system is with the cost. Okay. 42 minutes after the hour. Pardon me.
Are you okay? Do you need a Heimlich?
How much does it cost for a Heimlich, I wonder?
I'll give it to you for free. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Jim.
That's preventative medicine.
I'm guessing
right
that you'll suggest that I swallow it and don't hack it up. Okay. Thank you. 42 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You'll cheer, you'll cry, you might even get a cheap laugh or two.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Suzanne in Baltimore. I'm Joe Wilson. Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, well, I wanted to let you all know, think about it. This lying, crazy, say anything, like right-wing stuff started about 8 years ago with the commander-in-chief telling us that we had to go to war because Saddam was connected to Al-Qaeda, and there were WMDs and a Department of Defense guy saying we know where they are, and a vice president saying, hey, there's uranium, you know, coming from Niger. Mm-hmm. Those lies have gone totally unchecked in that, you know, oh, sure, they admitted they were wrong, but they never paid for, they never really got any harsh backlash.
Right.
Well,
and
so
they,
now, why
right.
shouldn't, why shouldn't they, right?
Yeah,
now?
And there's the lie right there. They weren't wrong. You know, they, that's the lie that keeps being repeated. Yeah, there is evidence now that they knew a lot mm-hmm. of the things that they were saying were false.
Absolutely, and the people who, you know, it filters down, just like any top-down organization, just like in the military. If you start with a lie at the top, and it's pretty much okay to say it.
Yeah. No, and that's why
everybody down to the privates start saying it too.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why we've gotten into crazy time. And yet, of course, it's a Republican that has yelled, "You lie," at the President of the United States. And what he's saying is clearly a lie, and it's and we're acting like we've said a million times, but there's two sets of facts, and there's not. Democrats, of course, and Republicans alike, denouncing Joe Wilson for yelling "you lie" at President Obama during his speech to Congress, an extraordinary breach of decorum for which the Republican apologized, although not really.
No.
Like Keith Olbermann said last night, he didn't apologize for being wrong.
Yeah.
He tried to double down on that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden said, "I was embarrassed for the chamber and the Congress that I love. It demeaned the institution." Yeah, just think. Just a little. I love this. Eric Cantor, who was being an equally disrespectful twit by blackberrying during the entire speech, said, "Obviously, the president is always welcome on Capitol Hill. He deserves respect and decorum."
Yeah.
Well,
he's practically giving him the finger the whole time.
I know.
What a child.
I know that Congressman Wilson has issued an apology and made his thoughts known to the White House, which was the appropriate thing to do. Yet the appropriate thing to do would have been to apologize on the House floor to the House. I mean, you're also part of an institution in which, like you said, Chris, this is expressly forbidden. It's against House rules.
Right.
And he could have ameliorated this by just doing an apology. Of course he won't. So now it's like, you know, and I agree with Nancy Pelosi, who's also trying to be above the fray here, and just say, let's move on.
Right.
This is what they do. The issue should not be him. It should be health care reform. But it's beyond comprehension mm-hmm. that they don't have even the basic decency. Corey in Oklahoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Corey.
Yeah, Steph. I just wanted to ask that doctor how much the anesthesiologist cost. How much
right,
did the
exactly.
hospital
right.
stay cost? How much did the antibiotics cost? And all the other tests that they had to run. And on top of all that, if he's only charging $1,200, I don't think I want to go see him.
I'm going to get my foot cut off just for the... Yeah, just because it's so cheap.
Yeah, I had a brain fart earlier when I said insurance companies. I meant the hospitals.
Right, the hospital costs.
They charge you $500 for an aspirin. There's something wrong there. Right. Where's that money going?
Hospital, anesthesiologist, physical therapist, you know, anyone else who's a part of it. That will, you know, push the cost up to $30,000.
Yeah. Barbara in Ann Arbor, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Well, I'm also responding to that doctor who's so egocentric he only is looking at his own charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, are there other charges involved? I didn't know.
Well, I'm a nurse, retired nurse. And I've been a patient, you know, I've been through cancer and things like that. Anyway, they do CTs, MRIs. He may have started out in ER. He probably had a lot of follow-up visits, x-ray, and an amputation especially. They're seen by a psychologist and a social worker.
Sure.
They may need visiting nurses at home. They definitely need physical therapy. It just goes on and on and on.
Right. I mean, but Barbara, that's the, like, once again, to imply that the president is deliberately putting out misinformation is just another version of the Joe Wilson thing.
Doctors.
What's that?
The president's figure was closer than the doctor's.
That's right. Yeah. Much closer.
Yeah. The peripheral expenses. There's no $1,200 amputation that I ever heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
I suspect he's not really a surgeon, the guy who called.
I did think of that. You know, talk radio.
Yeah, I get the $50 for an amputation.
If you have an opposable thumb, you can dial a phone, so I don't really know if...
It did sound a bit like he was reading from a script.
I charge a bit more if I actually sharpen the axe before you drop it on your leg. If you want to get knocked out first, that's going to cost you.
Lavender Pitt, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show in Tucson. Hello, Lavender.
Hello, Mara. Hello, Mooks. How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you, on my way out of the house this morning, I realized that MSNBC is rebroadcasting in real time the Today Show as the 9/11 attacks were happening. They do this every year. And so I had a little bit of a perspective reset button hit this morning, because as I was walking out of the house, the last thing I saw was George Bush's first public reaction to the attack, and knowing now what we should have known then, had we known then what we know now, I don't think he would have gotten the same kind of response from the country that he did. And it just, My bile is raised.
Exactly. It reminds us, Lavender, that the classroom is not for communist indoctrination. It's a place for the president to go to poop his pants when the worst national security failure
Dick Cheney
is
running everything.
And our history happens on his watch.
Have you seen that clip of him sitting there staring, drooling on his a little for 7 minutes?
Seven minutes.
Well, you know what? Also, Lavender, it's just this thing we've been saying forever, but that the fact that he gets credit for having kept us safe, it's like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. It happened on your watch.
Right. Even Andy Card admitted that week, this has not been our best week.
Like,
when he was flying across the country, running, screaming away from...
And he claims he kept us safe for 7 years since then?
And the,
no, I'm sorry. We had anthrax attacks, and we had Katrina, which was a massive
wars.
Federal failure.
And also, this should be pointed out that George Bush wanted to attack Iraq from the outset, and he was waiting for an excuse to do it.
Yep.
And he used 9/11.
Exactly.
To launch his private little...
Bill in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Bill.
Contest with his daddy.
Regarding the doctor who's running the foot amputation specials.
You know, it's like when... have you ever seen a sign that says sushi sale today?
Yeah, it's like...
day old sushi.
Nothing.
Half price.
I had surgery on my foot. I broke several bones, and they had to go in and fix some stuff. Mm. Total cost for that operation and the follow-up stuff was over $60,000.
Yeah. Zoinks.
Yeah, and a minor tune-up thereafter, a few years after, where they had to repair a hammer toe, among other things.
Oh,
Jeff.
Hello. Hello. Listen, I've had to live with mine.
Yeah, and this was one day outpatient, just in, and I was back home that afternoon. That added up to $12,000.
Yep, absolutely. That's why I have to live with my hammer toe.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How's that going for you?
It's freaky.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever shown me your toe.
She doesn't wear open-toed shoes.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, you know what I did the other day? And I a couple of friends, they had to admit to me that it indeed is freaky. It looks like a finger. It's so long. It's much longer than my big toe.
Dude.
Yeah.
Ew. Get that fixed.
Hey, I can fix that for you. You chop your foot off.
Let me see if that
bucks.
Guy can chop off my hammer toe for, what's a toe if the whole foot is $1,200?
I'm having a special today.
You know, you could sell off a couple of acres of your property and then
I don't
get
have.
That fixed.
Lori in Omaha, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I'm here to belabor the point with the doctor. A year ago, I went in for just a teeny tiny...
Are you kidding? That's what talk radio is belaboring the point. I'm going to change the name of the show to belaboring the point.
Seriously. Right. But a year ago, I went in for a breast biopsy, a very minor thing that it took about a half an hour. My doctor did get $900, but the hospital got over $10,000. So there you go. I mean, it's just...
Yep.
That's what the point is. He's not adding up everything. He's just talking about his own fee. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. If it wasn't Friday and we had one brain cell among the three of us, we would have thought of that. We would have had that comeback ready.
Mm, yeah.
Tim in South Bend, Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gosh, I hate to join in and say the same thing. I figured if he was in his backyard with a hacksaw, he could probably do it for $1,200. But obviously, I think maybe the president misspoke, because the president didn't want to say doctors, nurses, it's the anesthesiologists and so on and so forth.
Right.
I think he was being a bit disingenuous himself.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that was the president's whole point, is the cost of this whole system is obviously out of control. And as Chris said, preventative care would be a lot cheaper. So
yes.
It's like it was actually an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
57 minutes after the hour, back with Stand Up News and More as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Comedian John Fugelsang live in studio from our New York bureau.
Yes.
What? All of next hour. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, new pics from Mama's Vacation up in the gallery section of StephanieMiller.com. It's Mama at Red Mountain Spa, where
That's
I
right.
went. Fabulous. Went hiking in Zion National Park and, you know, in that whole St. George, Utah area. Love
beautiful
me.
There.
I've been there.
Love me some Red Mountain Spa.
Yeah. Just go to the very bottom of the homepage at StephanieMiller.com and you'll see the pictures of Stephanie on the Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm. We'll be putting more up as well. All right. In the meantime, Joe Wilson Gate continues, although the president, classy as usual, accepting the right-wing tool's apology.
We have to get to the point where we can have a conversation about big, important issues that matter to the American people without vitriol, without name-calling, without the assumption of the worst in other people's motives. We are all Americans. We all want to do best for our country.
Hmm. All of us except, of course, Man Coulter.
Oh, God.
Last night, we had Obama telling lie after lie. And by the way, you began your talking points by saying you just want to be able to speak for the fair-minded people. Well, here, how about making this for fair-minded? Just take two examples of what Obama said last night, including the one that the greatest living statesman, Representative Joe Wilson, responded to. And that
God.
Is this bill will not cover abortion. It will not cover illegal aliens.
That's what he said.
There are a lot of arguments I could make on that, but I'm only going to give the fair-minded of your viewers there one argument. Republicans introduced amendments that would make this that would not allow coverage under the health care bill for illegal aliens. Democrats voted that amendment down.
Does she need me to?
According to PolitiFact.com, a nonpartisan, that would be a nonpartisan site dedicated to fact-checking, said Obama can make a pretty thorough case that reform doesn't apply to those here illegally. We rate Wilson's statement false.
Yep. And also,
and according to Coulter's is doubly false.
Yes.
Triply false.
According to House Resolution 3200, Section 246, no federal payment for undocumented aliens. Nothing in this subtitle shall allow federal payments for affordability credits on behalf of individuals who are not lawfully present in the United States.
Oh, you mean the opposite. Okay.
And Coulter's a skank.
All right, and the right-wing tool parade continues with Senator John Kyle, Republican of Arizona, who said that it was the president who was being partisan and mean, Jim, not the guy that you...
I've never heard a more partisan speech by a president in that House chamber. The terminology he used, like partisan spectacle, unyielding ideological...
Yes.
...bogus claims spread by those whose only agenda is to kill reform at any cost.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the truth. That's what you people have been doing.
Yeah, all the horrible partisan moments where he saluted John McCain and Orrin Hatch and other Republicans who have worked with Democrats like Ted Kennedy over there.
Still reaching out to the other side of the aisle.
Done for the American people. All right, more importantly, it's Friday, and it's time when my drunk stack meets my future husband stack.
Okay.
This guy. Drunk man arrested for throwing jellyfish at teenagers. What's not fun about that?
Yeah, but jellyfish sting.
Some do. Some are just...
A 41-year-old man who witnesses said had been drinking since 9 a.m. was arrested on Monday afternoon after authorities say he created disturbance by pretending to drown and then throwing jellyfish at teenagers.
Kind of funny.
My point. Fun.
But he looks a little like Joe Wilson. Did you see the picture of him? He looks a little like Representative Joe Wilson of South Carolina.
All right, well, fortunately, I have an alternate in my future husband's
Okay.
Sex toy thief crashed car through a store. Workers at an Ohio Adult Mart store say a thief crashed his car into the shop, took a $150 sex toy, and drove away. Police detectives say the man may have visited the store in the past because, quote, he knew exactly where he was running to retrieve the sex toy.
Yeah, he wanted
a man with a mission. I need to stick-to-itiveness. I like that.
But he wanted to be discreet about it, so, you know, he made a distraction by crashing through the...
See?
Wall
exactly.
Window in the place, so yeah.
All right. I like a man. See? Go get me, honey, get me that sex toy. Don't come back without it. I don't care what you have to do.
Created diversion.
All right.
Look over there! You just crashed your car into the wall.
I got Mr. Happy!
Hey, what are you... Hey! Mm. I can see your license plate!
All right, let's check some news we don't want to lose, shall we? Here we go.
Yippee! Yippee! It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
We have a little bit of breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Yeah, the Coast Guard has fired on a suspicious boat in on the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. They fired 10 rounds at the boat, and we don't know why yet. We don't know why the boat is suspicious, so we will keep an eye on that.
On the 8th anniversary of 9/11?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we will keep you apprised of that.
Hey, look, I kept you safe for all those years. Now I got the new guy, and look what happens. There's a boat, and I'm driving it. Oops. Oh, that was a flaw in my plan.
Our top story, the opponent of Republican Representative Joe Wilson of South Carolina, who yelled, "You lie," at President Obama during his speech to Congress on health care, has raised more than $600,000. Is that the new total? $600,000 from online donors since Wednesday evening. Rob Miller.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You lie!
We have, who do we have?
This is his ad campaign for his candidacy.
Fabulous.
Do you know me? I'm Rob Miller. Who, you ask? Doesn't really matter. I'm the guy who's not Joe Wilson. You mean the guy who proved that the run-up to the illegal and unnecessary Iraq War was a massive fraud perpetrated against the American people and the world, you ask? No, not that Joe Wilson. That's not the guy I'm not. Well, I'm not him either, technically, but that's not the thing. The point is, I'm not the guy who rudely shouted on the President of the United States during his address, apparently forgetting that there were cameras in the chamber, apparently having fortified himself with a cocktail or five, probably with the perpetually bronzed and perpetually shellacked John Boehner, who then had to face the cameras of the news media, who for some reason were curious about what twisted rationale there might be for his childish outburst, and who, looking like a kid with his hand in the cooking jar, or perhaps more accurately, like a holier-than-thou preacher who inexplicably found himself being photographed with his junk in some orifice belonging to either a dead girl, a live boy, or some kind of farm animal, tries to offer a cogent rationale for the twisted tableau, but instead can only come up with the words, seconds before he simultaneously soils his shorts and vomits copiously over his meticulously gleaming white Klan robe. The point is, send me your campaign contributions, because I'm not that guy. Paid for by the committee to elect anybody but that guy. Oh, by the way, he's also not the guy who ran with Barry Goldwater about a million years ago.
Yeah.
FYI, GTK, M-O-U-S-E.
That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more. Emmy Award-winning Jim Ward, follow the roll.
Jim Ward's Apocryphal but True. Thailand, StephanieMiller.com.
Thank you.
Go there. Buy the album. Thank you.
All right. Jim, it's another thematic, I guess, the quote. Who said there ought to be a reprimand or censure of Representative Joe Wilson to discourage that kind of conduct in the future? Who said that?
Joe Wilson, the other one.
No.
No? Okay.
No. Senator Arlen Specter, yesterday, I agree. Who said, "I cringed. I think it's just unfortunate." Who said that?
Wilson Pickett.
No. Republican Representative David Dreyer. Who one would think has quite a sturdy cringe reflex.
Oh, dear.
Who said, "I've been here a long time. I've never heard anyone accost a president like that." Who said that?
Mr. Wilson from Tennessee.
From Tennessee, he's good. No. Representative
Wilson Phillips?
Louise Slaughter, Democrat. Oh. Even John McCain called it totally disrespectful. Just Did I mention the fun facts? PolitiFact.com. See, that's the thing. Don't go to partisan sites of either kind. I understand. PolitiFact.com. They debunk everybody. And once again, I will read it. Obama can make a pretty thorough case that reform doesn't apply to those here illegally. We rate Wilson's statement false. See, they don't even use inflammatory things. Like, we rate him.
You're a lying sack of crap.
See.
It's just factually.
Yes.
Not true.
Yes. All right. Bill in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Steph. Hey, listen, I'm from Iowa, as you mentioned, and I do want to make an apology. I want to apologize for Chuck pulled the plug on Grandma Grassley.
Your apology is accepted. We appreciate it.
He's an embarrassment. We've got another one, Steve King, who's just as bad. One of our reps.
Yeah, he's the one that said that his electrified fence keeps farm animals out of places, and then we should use that for the border because that will help keep illegals out.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we do have two really good ones. We've got Tom Harkin and Tom Vilsack, and we're really proud of those two, I'll tell you that.
Yep. Anyway, go ahead.
No, my point was with getting back to the doctor. My wife and I are traveling east, and we actually did stay at a Holiday Inn Express, so I can state my opinion.
Okay.
last night. But anyway, I had surgery in the Mayo Clinic, and for a back fusion, it was $60,000. That was 6 years ago. And you've made the point, but I think, people just need to really realize, that's what the costs are. That doctor, he was taking his own selfish little look at his $1,200 for amputating somebody's foot. And the point that Obama's making, but that's just what the right's trying to do, and obviously he's right in with the little
right. That is his, exactly. He was making Obama's point again, that it's the cost of the whole system. It's not just what a doctor charges. That's the problem. For a $1,200, and I still kind of doubt that. He claims that's all he charges for an amputation is $1,200, but then again, you put all the hospital costs in. And
rehabilitation costs and costs of prosthetics, and, it's astronomical.
Phil in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show, and you say you are a neurologist, and I will believe you if you say so.
Thank you. Thanks. I just wanted to get another doctor's opinion about Lance, the orthopedic surgeon, and $30,000. Your last caller basically also said the same thing, that $30,000 really an underestimate. It's that the hospital costs, supplying somebody with a prosthetic foot, leading physical therapy, $30,000 has got to be an underestimate, and the surgeon getting $1,200 basically for carpentry, people can hack their own leg off. It's really a misleading statement on the part of another physician.
Right. Well, do you agree as a doctor that the president's point is well taken, that if we were doing a little more preventative care, any kind of surgery is going to cost an arm and a leg. Pardon me for using that.
Oh,
I didn't mean that.
No question. The current healthcare system is just so mired in these other elaborate procedures and waste.
Right. Well, let me ask you Jim's question. Why does an aspirin cost $500 in the hospital, for instance, in your opinion?
Well, it's because we're paying the cost of people who aren't insured. It's well known.
Thank you. And it better be a damn good aspirin is all I know. I want to say. All right.
Regarding the boat.
Yes, Cub reporter. Chris
Miller. The boat was challenging the Coast Guard in a restricted area set up on the on the Potomac River because of the Pentagon ceremony for 9/11. It's kind of creepy what's going on there right now.
We will keep you apprised of the breaking news story and much more on the president's health care address. Joe Wilson, should he be censured or not, as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, it's the return of Conspiracy Corner. What?
Yes,
coming up
on
next
the
hour.
Anniversary of 9/11.
Yes.
Remind people of some people who know a thing or two about a thing or two.
All right. That's coming up next hour. Paul in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Steph. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm first time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous, so bear with me a second.
I'll be very gentle with you.
Oh, very good, sister. I'm concerned that the Democrats, they've given up all the ground that's been given up on this. And to my knowledge, I don't believe the Republicans have given up anything. They think they're giving up a lot when they say, well, let's go across state you know, across states, and not, you know, and I think all that's going to do is that the insurance companies can cherry pick whoever they want from those states.
Yeah,
I'm just.
Oh,
I
agree concerned. With you. I don't understand. I think it's, you know, Barney Frank says, look, I'm not negotiating in the media. You know, he's said to talk show hosts before, I'm not negotiating with you. You don't get a vote. You know, I don't understand a Harry Reid going, oh yeah, maybe the co-ops would be okay. It's like, no.
Oh, because the insurance companies would be as involved as they ever are.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I agree. They. All right. Meanwhile, the Joe Wilson controversy continues. Wilson says he does not plan to make a formal apology on the House floor or go beyond his phone call, which, by the way, he was forced to do. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't even going to have the decency to do that. Oh, I love this part. Some more lies. He said he had received hundreds of calls since his outburst, and these calls are overwhelmingly supportive. Yeah.
Whatever. You lie!
Yeah, I
you
bet.
Lie!
And my wife, and Jim, I'm just going to guess that her name is Lurleen. I don't know. He said my wife reported that it was 31 positive and 4 negative from out of state.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? Congressman continued to press his argument that the president misled the American people, blah, 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 basically repeating the lie that has been demonstrably proved to be a lie. Joe Wilson, what he technically said is, I'm grateful the White House, in talking with them, indicated that they appreciated the call and that we needed to have a civil discussion about health care issues, and I certainly agree with that. What?
Well, then...
Really? And I thought the best way to do that would be by screaming at the president during an address to the House. House Republican aides said they had expected Wilson to go on the floor and make a public apology. Did you hear about this? Barney Frank said he was told the final
vote
of the day...
From the great state of Maryland?
Yes. Massachusetts.
Yes, I know.
You screwed that
Commonwealth
up. Yes.
Of Massachusetts. That's part of
he
my
was
evil
told,
plan
mm-hmm.
to get Chris to do it again.
Mm-hmm. He was told the final vote of the day was delayed because Republican leaders were trying to convince Wilson he needed to go beyond his phone call. I'm told that Eric Cantor and John Boehner were urging him to do it, and he just said no. I would give anything to be a fly on the wall for that right-wing tool fest. We were told we weren't voting because Joe Wilson was going to apologize, and now he's not apologizing. Roy Blunt, the Republican of Missouri, among other Republican members, gave Wilson reassurances, shaking his hand and telling him everything's going to be okay. So, and Arlen Specter, I thought, made a good point. He said, I'm not saying he should be kicked out of the House, but there ought to be some rebuke, reprimand, censure, something that will discourage that kind of conduct in the future. If you do that to the president, it's open season. So, I mean, it's just, who are we now as people that this is okay, no matter what side of the aisle you're on? You know, you can't tell me if it were the other way around, they'd be screaming bloody murder.
Right.
The Boehner also appeared to embrace the substance of what Joe Wilson said. He said it's pretty clear the legislation would allow illegal aliens to sign up. Yeah.
You're a lying sack of crap.
Yeah.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Oh, dear. Okay. 28 minutes after the hour, back with more on the breaking news out of Washington, what's going on the Potomac, and the healthcare debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You have this free spirit about you. And there it is. It's as if you understand the male mind better than I.
It's true. My burping is... I'm legend. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Todd in Miami, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Joe Wilson. Hello, Todd.
Hey, there's actually maybe a glimmer of hope in a little pea brain of Joe Wilson in South Carolina.
Really?
And a statement that I saw on the TV machine the other day, he says that people who have come to our country and violated laws, we should not be providing full health care services. Well, maybe he thinks that people that are here legally should be provided full health
care
services.
Oh, j'accuse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he didn't mean to say that, but anyway.
Maybe he should have stood up and shouted Jacuz instead
mm-hmm.
of...
Mm-hmm. Representative Dan Lundgren, Republican of California, on the whole Joe Wilson.
I would expect more civility on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood his frustration.
Oh.
Republicans offered an amendment specifically to disallow illegal aliens from benefiting from any public plan or federal subsidization of health care. That was defeated on a party line vote.
Oh, boy. Okay. Christopher, would you like to review once again? First of all, there is only one actual bill that has a name, H.R. whatever the hell number it is.
Well, there is H.R. 3200, which is the it's the bill that most everybody cites when, you know, citing what is in the bill.
Yeah.
And Section 246 of H.R. 3200 is entitled No Federal Payment for Undocumented Aliens. And it says, nothing in this subtitle shall allow federal payments for affordability credits on behalf of individuals who are not lawfully present in the United States.
Okay, then.
That sounds pretty cut and dried to me.
Yeah. All right. Speaker Pelosi yesterday.
It was stunning to hear such a statement made on the floor of the House when the President of the United States is speaking.
I have to say, I understand her point. She does not want to spend time. This obviously is a distraction.
Spend time on that. But yes, there is a procedure that could have been implemented. I think that the president did the right thing, just continued on from it, and it didn't give it any more attention than it deserved.
Do you agree with, you guys agree with her? I understand she doesn't want it to become a distraction, but boy, talk about trying to stand above this. She said Democrats should cease efforts to sanction Joe Wilson for shouting "you lie" during the president's speech. She said while his action was stunning and noted that lawmakers can be sanctioned for calling other lawmakers liars, she didn't want to dwell on the incident. She said it's time for us to talk about health care, not Joe Wilson. Other Democratic leaders, though, looking for formal action the House may take against Wilson, which, again, he could have, you know, ameliorated all this by just apologizing on the floor of the House, which he refused to do, making him a bigger stick than he already is.
Yes.
And also a weed.
Yes.
Also, they talked about censoring him. Pelosi dismissed that idea as well as the call for Wilson to apologize on the floor. She said, I'm on to health care reform. I'm not going to discuss Joe Wilson anymore. But, you know, what do you do when you've got people like the Boner that are basically doubling down on the same lie?
Facts are, CRS says there's nothing in this bill that will prevent these people from getting this type of insurance.
Has he not
Has
he not read Section 246 of H.R. 3200?
There's nothing in there that prevents sprites or, changelings from getting health care either.
Right.
Because it's not necessary.
It doesn't specifically say that Martians and Neptunians cannot be covered by health care, which is a huge loophole.
Okay, so apparently Jim Clyburn, whom we know and have had on the show, the Democratic whip, said he apparently approached Wilson three times during a vote trying to get him to go to the floor to apologize. He's also obviously from South Carolina. Right. As you pointed out, Chris, it is against the rules to impugn the integrity of the United States when speaking on the floor.
Yes.
Despite Clyburn's efforts, Wilson refused to make an apology on the floor. So, how you justify that, I don't know.
And also, we mentioned yesterday that since Wilson was a colonel in the reserves, that he could be court-martialed. Unfortunately, he retired in 2003.
Oh, he's tricky like that.
I know. And we also have an update on the Potomac River incident. The federal government is now saying that it is a Coast Guard exercise and that no shots were, in fact, fired. So that's what the federal government is saying.
People were a tad nervous being the anniversary of 9/11 and
yes,
all.
Yes, there were initial reports that 10 shots have been fired on a boat in a restricted area in the Potomac River, and it is now just a Coast Guard exercise.
Okay.
Lori in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I hate to belabor the point here again, but this whole, I think I'm the only person out sitting in Congress, actually. I'm not in Congress, but I'm reading right here, page 143 in section 246 about the no federal payment for undocumented aliens. And also, I'm not sure if everyone is aware, but if you peruse the entire document in Division C, Title 6, Section F, it does state that Ann Coulter is a turgid beast.
Thank you for clearing up exactly what is in the bill. And that, I think, it is necessary to put in writing in case there's any dissent. All right, Bunny in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, everybody. Congratulations, Jim, on your award.
Thank you.
I think what would be perfect for the South Carolina Democratic Party during the next election is to just run an ad with a picture of Lindsey Graham, Joe Wilson, and Mark Sanford, and just say, aren't you tired of our politicians making this state a national laughingstock? Vote Democratic.
Yeah, I mean, what? Seriously, where does Lindsey Graham get off saying he thought the president's speech was beneath the dignity of the office? What?
Huh?
Is he not watching the same speech we were?
Oh, it was a great speech.
Yeah, I know.
It was a wonderful speech.
And again, you can disagree with things that are in it, but what? Okay, let's go to Patty in St. Paul. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was hoping against hope that Mr. Wilson has not yet drawn his pension and could maybe have a retroactive reduction in same, which is why he's in Congress in the first place.
Yeah.
To just augment his pension.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I agree with, you know, I think Arlen Specter and Jim Clyburn on this. It's just you create a precedent. I understand, yes. You know, healthcare is a much more important issue, but this is the first time it's ever happened in our history. We're just going to say that's okay?
That's okay. That conduct is unbecoming of any adult human being.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just am utterly outraged that that kind of behavior has been allowed to exist on that floor and not be met with some response.
Yeah, and to have him, his apology is not even an apology.
Oh,
he just doubled down on the same lie.
Yep. Far from it.
Yep, absolutely. Let's go to Bob in Chicago. Hey, Bob, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I live in Chicago. I'm a Cubs fan, and I watch WGN, which calls itself the Superstation.
Uh-huh.
So I was watching the new news, and they were reporting the Joe Wilson incident. Up until he would have said, you lie, they cut away. And I thought, okay, maybe a glitch. And then the lady said, well, our microphone didn't pick it up. And I thought, everybody else showed this? And you can't? And then they brought on, instead of bringing on a Democrat and a Republican to talk about it, they brought in a single Republican, Rostrum, who said, oh, the Obama speech was no big deal.
And I thought, that's fair and balanced.
I thought, this is how you guys are shaping the news?
Yep.
So I'm done with the Cubs. And I'm done with WGN.
Well, you probably should have been done with the Cubs for other reasons, but all right. No offense. Chris, by the way, the other breaking news, and it's news because it involves...
Stephanie Miller.
You know, CNN banned radio talk show host.
Yes.
Who did they just have on last night?
Mark Williams.
Oh.
On Anderson Cooper 360.
And he is? We know him from?
Radio show, I believe, in Sacramento. He fills in for Rush Limbaugh quite a bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so he's one of those far-right lunatic fringe guys, isn't
he's a birther. And he's a tea partier. Teabagger.
Huh. As is Lou Dobbs, who actually has his own show.
Yes.
On,
So it looks like they're having radio hosts back on again, Stephanie.
My phone hasn't rung. Interesting. Or maybe it's just the right-wing hosts they're having back on. Interesting. Maybe give CNN a jingle. Okay, 42 minutes after the hour.
They're trying to be as fair and balanced as Fox, apparently.
42 minutes after the hour, back with Where We Go Now on healthcare as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
What are you talking about? It's like the most hilarious show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Dan in San Francisco. Hi, Dan. Welcome.
Hi. I just think this thing about Joe Wilson is a bit much. I mean, it's like he killed somebody or something. And I'm a left-wing progressive. I have been my whole life. I'm 59 years old. And I think this stuff about Joe Wilson, all right, he was rude. If everybody see the House of Commons in England, that stuff happens constantly.
Yes, but we're not the House of Commons.
I know we're not. We're not a democracy. Right. That's the problem. And I don't think you should have done that. But I don't.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is what would it have hurt for him to go on the House floor and apologize to his fellow members?
It wouldn't hurt anything at all.
Okay. Well, he refused to do that.
But and that's true. But what I'm saying is, I think a great big deal would be made of this, and I think the fact of the matter is, you should not.
Well, some of us think it is a big deal for a member of Congress to yell expletives at a president of the United States, any president.
Whatever he said, liar or something. He didn't use swear at him or anything. Okay. And I don't like the guy. I mean, I don't like those kind of people. I don't like Republicans. I don't like them at all. I don't tolerate them. But he's there, and he did it. And I mean, it's not like he did any big harm. He did harm to himself with what he did. And another thing,
I feel like he did, and as do a lot of Republicans and Democrats, think he did harm to the body, to the institution.
That, but these people aren't kings or queens; they're elected representatives. That's all they are. And I frankly think the whole deal with Weaver Radio was rude. He shouldn't have done it. But that's about all. I mean, and one thing you keep mentioning.
Right. Well, so then you're okay with this is the precedent that's been set. So now it can be like deaf comedy jam whenever a president speaks.
But how often is going to be said? It goes on and on and on and on. Okay.
Well, that's what talk radio is, sir. Welcome to it.
Right. Yeah. And do you think it's a coincidence that this happened for the first time with the first African-American president?
That's right.
A guy from South Carolina who looks like a Klansman whose hood has been ripped off once the cameras are on him. I'm sorry. Oops. I didn't mean, did I say that? Slip of the tongue. Sorry.
Yeah, he, what was it? You remember Strom Thurmond's biracial daughter that he acknowledged before he died?
Yes.
What's his name? Wilson referred to it as, her family, that was smearing Strom Thurmond. He had already admitted paternity and taking, care of her financially all her life. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about who he is. That's a smear.
Yeah.
For them to somehow imply that he has a biracial child. Oh, he said he has a biracial child. Oh, in that case, that's still a smear, because in case you haven't noticed, she was black. Okay, by the by, so, you knew you were going to hear this. But, I thought most humans were very touched by his comments about Ted Kennedy. I think everybody knows how Ted Kennedy wrote one of these health bills, obviously, and has called it the cause of his life and asked the president to read this letter after he was gone. And so you knew that. So Michael Steele, of course, slammed Obama for bringing up the Kennedy letter. He said, I'm sorry. I love this. So he had nothing to say about Joe Wilson shouting, you lie, at the president of the United States. He had nothing. That was fine.
Mm.
What was really out of bounds, Jim, was the president having the audacity to mention Ted Kennedy.
What an idiot.
He said, I'm sorry, but I felt a bit unnerved by it in the sense that he just passed.
Oh, screw you.
Oh, come on.
His wife was still clearly emotional. I just thought it was bad form.
What a jerk. Kennedy was instrumental in trying to get this stuff to happen. I mean, my God.
I thought it was bad form. Again,
you moron.
Said nothing about Joe Wilson. It was bad form for the president to mention his very dear friend Ted Kennedy, who asked him to read this letter.
Yes, who asked him to read the letter. Ted Kennedy asked him to read the letter.
Michael Steele went on to say, I just thought it was a little bit much for me.
Yeah,
so soon
that's
after
not how I roll. I wouldn't have done it. Moron.
Oh, okay. Let's go to James in Chicago on healthcare. Hi, James. Go ahead. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I want to discuss a more troubling aspect of what's going on currently. I could give a rat's about Joe Wilson, but I'm troubled about the whole process now because I'm really troubled by our democracy, where I'm hearing things that healthcare, and I really would like to go the single payer route myself, but I'm hearing the whole thing is going to be delayed 2 to 4 years because we're concerned about getting the big corporations support in the upcoming elections. That whole discussion troubles me more than anything.
Well, that's not what, I don't know. I mean, that's not what they're saying thus far. Democratic congressional leaders predicted passage of health care within a few months, despite undimmed Republican opposition, they're calling it. Nancy Pelosi said, I am confident the president will sign a bill this year. Harry Reid says, while he favors a strong public option, cooperatives should be fine.
God.
All right. The president yesterday.
The media can always be helpful by not giving all the attention to the loudest or shrillest voices and try to stay a little bit more focused on the issues at hand.
Nancy Pelosi said as long as the legislation makes quality health care accessible and affordable, we will go forward with that bill. So, you know, what's going to happen with the public option? I think, honestly, nobody knows for sure exactly yet what that's going to look like. The president again yesterday.
But we have talked this issue to death year after year, decade after decade, and the time for talk is winding down. The time for bickering has passed.
Let's go to Jerry in Los Angeles on health care. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, hi, Steph.
Hi.
2 points I want to make. One is preventive care doesn't save any money, and then that's been pretty documented. If you Google, does preventive care save money, you'll bring up an article in New England Journal of Medicine last year and an AP article yesterday, both show you may save lives, but you're not going to save any money with preventive care.
What? How is that possible? Well, I mean, if you prevent people from getting diabetes in the first place, how is it not going to save money? Do you know what the cost of treating, let's just say, diabetes over a lifetime is?
Google, does preventive care save money? And you'll see why.
Okay.
If I have to screen 100,000 men for prostate cancer, and I'm only picking up an additional 100,000, I'm sorry, if I got to screen 100 million men for prostate cancer, and I pick up 100,000 more men with cancer, it's costing me a lot more money than I'm actually saving.
So you're saying we shouldn't do preventative care.
I'm not saying that. You're saying that we're saving money by doing that. We're not saving money.
I think the president's point is that preventive care would be cheaper than the cost of, like I say, treating a diabetes or something over a lifetime.
Yeah.
What? How is that? Huh? Google? Oh, it's on Google. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's on the internet, so it must be.
What? Richard in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Richard.
Hello. I'm not nuts. I'm a mortgage-paying, tax-paying kind of guy. And I just want to consider the idea, let the Confederacy go. Let the Confederacy go. This will solve all kinds of problems. Let them go.
Yeah,
sure.
Ahead, Cecile. They're arguing about whether to impeach Mark Sanford. That's a better idea. Why don't you take you and Joe Wilson and the whole audience? What's up with South Carolina? Mark Sanford accused state legislators of trying to set up a kangaroo court to remove him from office.
Kangaroo court is now in session. Mark Sanford.
Responding to mounting calls from a lot of Republicans for his resignation, Sanford charged that at a press conference. He said it's not okay to short circuit an ethics process. It's Mark Sanford.
That's funny.
To try to get the result you want. Okay, Mark.
Whatever.
All right. Okay. The idea of a kangaroo court is making him jumpy.
Yeah. You see.
Patrick in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. I am so ticked off about this whole Joe Wilson thing. It's nothing more than a Republican tactic, and it worked to get everyone to stop talking about Obama's great speech and then talk about something else. They chose a flunky who no one ever heard of, a first-time guy who could say, oh, I didn't know I couldn't, and they used it, and now everyone's talking about Joe Wilson, and no one's talking about the Obama speech.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I think that's part of why, as we said, that he did it, because I think that if you looked at the Republicans' faces, they knew that he was hitting a home run, that this speech was real, and they were frustrated.
I think it was planned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he just systematically deconstructed all their lies. Let's go to Michael in L.A. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I need to make one quick point before I make my point I called about. Gosh, I wish I had a Republican flunky opposite me so I could make $600,000 in donations.
Yeah.
But there's one point that nobody is making, and that is that when illegal aliens come in here and use our health system, we should let them.
Well, it costs all of us money because of emergency room stuff. All right, comedian John Fugel saying next live as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, and I feel good. Hey, all right now, enjoy.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Comedian John Fugelsang coming up live in just a few moments. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, lots of big doings. Representative Joe Wilson yesterday with his sort of apology.
It was spontaneous. It was when he stated, as he did, about not covering illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that was true, and you continue to be.
You're a lying sack of crap.
Just FYI. The president, moving on with the more important issue of health care reform.
America will finally join the ranks of every other advanced nation by providing quality, affordable health insurance to all of its citizens. That's our goal.
Uh-huh. Unless right-wing tools like Sean Hannity continue to weigh him down. Sean Hannity yesterday. Or not.
Sean Hannity. The president said in his speech last night, these are facts. Nobody disputes them. Now, I can name five things off the top of my head. The issue of whether or not illegals are covered.
Lie.
Whether or not this covers abortion is another
Lie.
One.
Lie.
Whether or not Medicare is cut. What the
lie.
Meaning of end-of-life counseling is, and
lie.
The costs.
Lie, 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 lie. All right. Joe Wilson
lie, lie, lie.
And his lying friends.
Lie, 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 lie.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally.
I know you make
Joe Wilson.
Wanna
lies, lies.
Liar, liar.
Representative Joe Wilson, the greatest living statesman.
Now wait a minute.
Wrong way, Wilson. Of course your comments were inappropriate and regrettable. You are a Republican trying to delegitimize the elected president of the United States. That's all you do, and that's all you've got.
You know you make
Joe Wilson.
Liar!
Bald-faced liar.
Feigned outrage, sanctimony, phony civility.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar.
Thank you, Shane. All right. Patty in Fort Lauderdale, a fine American, and also, Jim, the smartest girl in school today, writes, Steph, I recently had a minor procedure, impacted earwax removal. Oh, I didn't.
Just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I didn't need to know the details, did you, Jim?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I have impacted earwax.
I have Blue Cross insurance. The copay when I left the office was $32. A few weeks later, I get a bill for $263, quote-unquote discounting $89, leaving me with a bill for $142 out of pocket. Out of curiosity, I called the doctor's office and inquired what the procedure would cost if I didn't have insurance. She looked up and said it would be $42. So I pay $500 a month to Blue Cross so I can pay $174 for a $42 procedure?
Yeah,
That is where the ripoff is. I spend 20% of my take-home pay just for health insurance premiums. It rivals my mortgage. And my quote-unquote premium is not for the care part, but for the privilege of a policy.
Right.
Actual health care costs more when you add the minefields of copays, exclusions, and deductions. Add up homeowner's insurance, flood insurance, windstorm insurance, car insurance. The bulk of my finances goes to the insurance racket.
Uh-huh.
That money is not going into the local economy. I have to dip into my battered savings to buy groceries occasionally. This is obscene. We deserve better. Some of us have actually traveled abroad, and the French healthcare system is top-notch. We are dying while they are lying. We need nationalized healthcare now. Patty in Fort Lauderdale. Fine American. Smartest girl in class. Hoorah. All right. Oh, my goodness. It is the 8-year anniversary of 9-11 today. You know, I was in New York, as you know, for 9-11,
right.
and know people who lost people, and I have to go on record as saying I do not believe the government was behind it. I think it is more of the massive incompetence we saw from the Bush administration in Hurricane Katrina and elsewhere. But Jim Ward has other thoughts, and therefore it is the return of Conspiracy Corner.
Yes. Recently on Rachel Maddow, she had some Republican hack on there saying that, oh, yes, these birthers are nut jobs and we disavow them. And I think you should disavow your truthers as well, because they're all tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. They're all equally crazy and don't know what they're talking about. Well, I beg to differ. This is from PatriotsQuestion911.com. Here, let's meet some of those tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, like Senator Max Cleland, former member of the 9/11 Commission, who resigned in 2003. As a member of the commission, I cannot look an American in the eye. It is a national scandal. This White House wants to cover 9/11 up. Senator Mark Dayton, member of Senate Committee on Armed Services and Homeland Security, NORAD, lied to the American people. They lied to Congress, and they lied to your 9/11 commission.
Thomas Kane, the chairman of the 9/11 Commission. FAA and NORAD officials advanced an account of 9/11 that was untrue. We to this day do not know why NORAD told us what they told us. It was so far from the truth. Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton said, we got started late. We had a very short time frame. We did not have enough money. We had people strongly opposed to what we did. We had trouble getting access to documents and people. There are all kinds of reasons we were set up to fail. Also from the 9/11 Commission, Congressman Kurt Weldon, there's something very sinister going on here, something desperately wrong. This is involved right now is the covering up of information that led to the deaths of 3,000 people. Director of the FBI, Louis Freeh. The 9/11 Commission findings raise serious challenges to the Commission's credibility, and if the facts prove out, might just render the Commission historically insignificant itself. Colonel Robert Bowman, U.S. Air Force, Director of Advanced Space Programs, PhD, etc., etc. This is a cover-up of the highest levels of our government. They don't want us to know what happened. Captain Russ Wittenberg, fighter pilot, commercial pilot, who actually had flown Flights 93 and Flight 175. The government story they handed us about 9/11 is total BS, plain and simple. That airplane could not have flown at those speeds, which they said it did, without going into a high-speed stall. The vehicle that hit the Pentagon was not Flight 77. It goes on and on of people who know what they're talking about, who are intimately involved with things that are connected to 9/11, saying this could not be, it's a lie. A former chairman of the National Intelligence Estimates for the CIA, who's responsible for preparing the president's daily briefing, Ray McGovern, he said, I think at its simplest terms, there is a cover-up. The 9/11 report is a joke.
I agree with you there. I agree with you there.
And you should also check out...
I think the whitewash is what makes it worse, is what makes people go, well, of course, there's more questions.
And you should also check out Brad Blog, who talks about... who interviewed, actually, Sybil Edmonds, who was reporting on this whistleblower, about a huge scandal involving actual U.S. congressman like Denny Hastert, a big bribery scandal. She had dropped a little bombshell. That in the interview, Sybil said the U.S. maintained intimate relations with bin Laden and the Taliban all the way until the day of September 11th. Those intimate relations, including using bin Laden for operations in Central Asia, operations using al-Qaeda and the Taliban in the same manner as we did during the Afghan and Soviet conflict. So when people ask the question, is an inside job or al-Qaeda? Yes, al-Qaeda is us. We were working with bin Laden all the way up to the day of 9/11.
All right. Thank you, Jim Ward. See, now, if you were Van Jones, you would...
You're fired.
But here on the Stephanie Miller Show, you get an Emmy.
Yes.
And we love you. Why, it's almost like I can
so
hear...
So you think
the...
all those people are idiots and tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm just saying we don't have all the answers.
Which is why we need a new investigation.
Okay. If only someone would ring the doorbell now to break the tension. What? Why, who is it, Chris?
It's comedian John Fugelsang from our New York Bureau.
Well, hi, John.
Hey, kids. Calling from the New York Bureau.
You're not really calling. You're actually, it's like you're Memorex. You're like here with us.
First off, let me tell Jim Ward, if Bush was behind 9/11, the planes would have missed.
I'm saying Bush was behind it.
Right. Well, really exactly. But you know, the real tragedy here is when they're trying to equivocate the truthers with the birthers, the people who have no evidence whatsoever of this false birth certificate are in the Republican mind the equivalent of people who want to know why Bush, when he finally testified before the 9/11 Commission, would only do it with Cheney by his side, and they both refused to do it under oath.
Right.
No, there's a lot. I agree with Jim that there's a lot of curious questions. You know, I think the main one is, why was NORAD told to stand down? There are a lot of curious things.
If the planes had intercepted, the fighter planes had intercepted those planes, there would have been no 9/11. Well, it would have been tragic if they'd shot down the airliners. But those buildings would still be standing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And we already know they told us plenty of lies on that day alone. The first lie was when Bush said they attacked us because of our freedoms. They lied when they said that Bush was hiding out in the sky because they were afraid that Air Force One might be a target, like they were going to crash a plane into a parked plane in a Florida runway. We know they lied when they told the first responders that the air quality at Ground Zero was safe for them to work at.
Yep. And, John, you're doing a 9/11 responder event, aren't you?
I am, yeah, thank you. It's going to be a benefit at the Cooper Union in the Great Hall where Abraham Lincoln himself once gave an address against slavery.
Wow.
And it's going to be this coming Saturday, tomorrow, the 12th of September, from 5 p.m. on. I'm going on around 6 o'clock as the headliner. It's going to be some comedians, activists, survivors, hip-hop artists, singers like Tony Winter, Christine Ebersole, but every penny raised at the Cooper Union tomorrow will go to help 9/11 first responders in need.
Oh, oh, good for you.
And Glenn Beck will be there, too. Right.
You know, yeah. Glenn Beck.
It's funny
you mention
funny.
What the hell does 9/12 mean? What is his point?
Well, his point is that all of America was unified behind a right-wing mentality on 9/12, and we need to get back to that unity.
Yeah, that fear-mongering where we would do anything the Republicans said.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a great tape of Beck on Headline News from November 12, 2007, where he talks about Ron Paul and says anyone who tries to raise money based on 9/11 is a terrorist. And look what he's doing tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Ridiculous. What your thoughts on the lovely and talented Congressman Joe Wilson?
I'm so glad you asked, Duffers. you know, it's pretty funny because I was watching him apologize, and I thought it's always sad to see a teabagger choke. But
you see,
if every Democrat had screamed every time Bush lied, the nation would have gone collectively deaf in 2003.
Exactly.
We got to keep repeating over and over again that saying a public option would hurt private insurance is like saying community college hurts the Ivy League.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And this guy Wilson, I mean, he has a long, shameful, racist at the feet of Strom Thurmond history.
Yep.
And if this guy really hated lying so much, he would have flung his own poo at George Bush. Tax cuts, why they attacked us, WMDs, Iraq, torture, the amount of lies these people stand for. And I got to say, it's kind of embarrassing as an American to see Obama and the Republicans compete over who wants to deny health care to illegal immigrants the most. Unless you're a full-blooded Navajo, we're all technically illegal immigrants in this country. And it's really, really depressing. I'm glad these Christians sleep well at night knowing that a hospital will deny a Mexican bleeding out of both ears.
Yeah, well, that's what I think someone was trying to make the point before the break, John, is that that's the thing in all the yelling that, you know, because that's an easy one to push. Like, well, why should we? They're not here legally. But it's like you are paying for it anyway, as you are paying for anybody that goes to the emergency room for primary care.
Exactly. And the bill does state that they will be able to pay for coverage or insurance or treatment, but they will not automatically get it.
Right. It's like the screaming. I've said this over and over, but, you know, the illegal immigration, the immigration reform bill, all the screaming about amnesty, you're giving. Well, guess what? By doing nothing, you just gave them all amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
You just did nothing
exactly
about the problem.
Right. And you know what? If you're going to be screaming about amnesty, take down your Ronald Reagan portrait over your bed, because he gave it to him back in 85 anyway.
Thank you.
I mean, this proves that South Carolina's biggest export continues to be right-wing buffoons. They're now shipping to D.C. and Argentina, but, you know, this guy makes Lindsey Graham look dignified, and that's probably why he's there. I do want to point out, I believe he's the first congressman ever to heckle a president during a joint address of Congress in our country's history.
Mm-hmm.
Just happened to be a racist southerner against a black president.
Huh.
But these are guys who want to be a Christian nation, and they want to deny health care to the sick. And the hypocrisy is sickening. Anyone who defends this sort of thing is better take down their Christmas tree this year, because they got no business putting one up.
You stole Christmas, John Fugelsang. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, we will be back with more with comedian John Fugelsang live from New York as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Who are those freaks?
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Join live in studio from our New York studio. John Fugelsang, comedian extraordinaire.
Oh, you lie.
Thank you. Thank you, John. All right.
Don't you love the biggest homophobes stuck like drag queens? You lie!
Yeah.
The president yesterday on health care reform, President Obama yesterday.
We have talked this issue to death, year after year, decade after decade, and the time for talk is winding down. The time for bickering has passed.
I actually meant to cut 14. We've already played that one. There we go. The president.
If we're able to slow the growth of health care costs by just a fraction of 1% each year, we will actually reduce the deficit by $4 trillion over the long term.
Yeah, that's the thing, John. People screaming about we can't afford this. I mean, look at just the public option alone. When you add the public option, the total cost of the bill drops. you know, it saves us money. So it's just none of their arguments make sense to me.
Yeah, the irony is if Barack Obama would just call this plan Operation Iraqi Freedom, the Senate would find $1 billion a week to fund it with.
Somehow we got that. Unnecessary war, fine.
Well, the Congressional Budget Office that the Republicans love to quote does estimate that the public option would cost our country $1.2 trillion over 10 years. The same office estimates the Iraq occupation is $2.4 trillion over 10 years. So if killing Iraqis is patriotic, what about saving American lives? You know, it's time to take the moral equivalency out of this. They are wrong morally, and I want all the progressives to remind them of that as often as they can.
Yep, absolutely. What did you think of the speech? A humdinger in my professional opinion.
Really beautiful. It was a beautifully written speech, possibly the best he's ever given, well delivered. You know, he's the America whisperer. When the guy's on his game, he's great. But I have to kind of agree with Bill O'Reilly in that I think he sort of threw the public option under the bus, or at least left the door open to do so.
Well, yeah, see, I didn't. I understand what you're saying. Like, obviously, he didn't demand it, but I didn't think, you know, we've had a lot of people from the Progressive Caucus on yesterday, and they didn't feel like it. So, I think he got some running room on it, is the way I'm, you know, the stories I'm basically reading is, you know, I'm with you, Obama was saying, but I need time and space to try cutting a deal with Republicans and moderate Democrats. The story, I think it's Associated Press this morning saying, so far many on the left appear to be going along with Obama's strategy. Who is it? I can never say his name, but Tom Brokaw.
Rahul Grijalva.
Rahul Grijalva, Jim.
Rahul Grijalva. Guest tonight on NBC LA's Tom Brokaw.
I actually heard Tom Brokaw the other day calling something completely laughable.
That's completely laughable.
Oh, no.
And ludicrous.
Anyway, Rahul said he didn't define the plan like I would have defined it, but he didn't slam the door. We weren't thrown under the bus. Grijalva and Lynn Woolsey, who we just had on yesterday, wrote to Obama thanking him for reiterating your support for public option and requesting a meeting as soon as possible to talk about what defining it would look like. So I don't know, John Fugelsang.
I hope that you're right. I really do, because I think he left some wiggle room there, but the essence of all politics is compromise, and maybe they're just going to try and get something in place that the next generation can improve on. I do think that he did want to get it, because I can tell by how angry the Republicans look.
Yeah.
John Boehner's face actually did a Tom Ridge and went from orange to red. So it felt pretty good.
It's these color-coded John Boehner color alerts. Yes.
Well, I think he shares a tanning bed with Joe Wilson, I got to be honest, because they both have the same unnatural hue that exists outside our color spectrum.
Yeah. And Boehner, he like doubling down on, Joe Wilson's lie. I mean, how do you negotiate with these people? It isn't there, the illegal immigrant. No, it's not.
But see, this is the thing Democrats need to understand. They will never in our history have more knuckleheaded opposition than they have in 2009. This is the time. It's embarrassing to lose to guys like this. This is like Brokeback Mountain losing the Crash, you know?
He's bringing up that sore spot again.
Yeah, I don't want to compare him to gay cowboys, but it's true. I mean, the Democrats are like Brokeback Mountain. They're sensitive, they're conflicted, and they're scared. It's time to man up. Democrats, don't just be a gay cowboy, be a power top. Take these guys off a fishing trip and don't bring a tackle box.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you ask me, women today are too stuck up to go out and jiggle their jello like
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, don't be stuck up. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Joined live in our New York studio by John Fugelsang, comedian extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, no, thank you.
No, really. Thank you, sir.
Aww.
All BS aside, thank you.
Thank you.
And John's going to be joining us on Thursday of next week.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to give a speech in Orlando to Union.
Yes.
So John will be filling in for me with you two mooks.
That's right.
That's right. I could never fill your shoes, Steph, unless the draft came back, and then I'd wear them all the time.
Representative Nancy Pelosi on the health care reform. Representative Pelosi.
This is about a goal. It's not about provisions. As long as our goal of affordability and accessibility and quality, then we'll go forward with that bill.
That did seem like a little wiggle room on the public option,
a
didn't
wiggle,
it?
She wiggled a little bit. Little bit of wiggle room there.
Yeah, whatever happened to the bill will have a public option from her. Mm. That didn't
I guess
sound
that's
like,
off the table like impeachment was.
Nancy Pelosi needs to man up, as John Fugel sang before the break.
I did like seeing Pelosi, Obama, and Biden's heads all swivel together at the same second when Wilson shouted out. It was like the opening credits of Mod Squad, you know? Whoosh! Obama goes solid.
Solid.
Yeah, I thought that look from Nancy Pelosi, boy, did I ever get that from a nun or two in Catholic school. Wilson was going to turn to stone.
You know, Wilson's not some hothead young kid. The guy's a grandfather. I mean, I call him Old Yeller, but one of his supporters might shoot him.
Fugel saying you scamp. Okay. Oh. Representative Jim McGovern, Democrat of Maryland.
All the stars are aligned. I mean, if we can't do this now, then when the hell are we going to be able to do it? You know, I want to help this president make history. We need meaningful health care reform. And, you know, it may not be everything I want. I mean, I'm a single-payer person. But at the end of the day, if it moves the ball forward, then I think it's going to be worth supporting.
He's actually from Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, John, you know what? Look, as you know, I'm very, very strongly behind the public option. But, you know, I've had Jonathan Alter and others on that say exactly what, you know, Jim McGovern just said, that essentially something is better than nothing. At least if we get some stuff done, pre-existing conditions, you know, a lot of the things the president talked about, you know, I hope it's better than nothing. What do you think?
I hope so, too. The health insurance companies are very, very happy about this current plan.
Oh, yeah, so far. This is good news. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be a big giveaway to them, and we're just going to throw taxpayer dollars to the insurance companies. But that said, I think that, you know, Medicare didn't cover state workers at first. It may take a long time and many generations to get this plan where it needs to be. But I think you're right. The time is now to get something through and let the next generation build on it and improve on it. Anything's better than what we have now.
Well, I mean, that's what people are saying about the Civil Rights Act. I heard, you know, Jim Clyburn talking about the Civil Rights Act that people don't realize, you know, they had to keep going back and strengthening it. You know, same with Medicare, Social Security, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I mean, evolution takes a long time. You know, look at apes or Republicans. It takes a very, very long time. I mean, the first instance we ever had of someone speaking out against slavery was the priest on Columbus's boat in 1492 who wrote back to Queen Isabella saying how horrible the Indians were being treated. And still, it took 400 years to get rid of slavery in this country. Progress takes time. And so I'm very optimistic that something's going to pass. It's going to be a new beginning. And all these protesters are going to go down in the history books as being on the wrong side yet again.
Yep. Marty in Chicago. Hey, Marty.
Hey there, Steph.
Go ahead.
I do want to bring up one thing. I hate to go back to Joe Wilson again, not the ambassador. But Joe Wilson.
Boy, how many times can his good name be smeared?
Yeah, but I'm
poor Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson is kind of a symptom of a larger problem, and the Boehner got involved in this. And I'm thinking now, you know, Boehner was supposed to know the content of that legislation. That's his job, is to know the content of that legislation. So when he said that that legislation did not contain such and such language, he outright lied, and that is official misconduct.
Yeah.
Prosecute these guys and send them to jail? I mean,
Underwood
for 20 years explaining to his cellmate Bubba why it is that that legislation didn't contain that language.
Well, you know, that's exactly it, Marty. These are not just lunatic fringe people showing up at town halls. This is not just a congressman. And then it's the House leader doubling down on that same lie, and the president still thinks he can negotiate with these people?
You know, the president should just thumb his nose at these guys and say, here's the legislation, take it or leave it. Just jam it right down their throat. But I still want to see these guys prosecuted for lying in an official capacity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing, John. No, again, you know, not entitled to two sets of facts. There's one set of facts, and how do you even have a discussion with them?
It's really true. I mean, Lincoln said about this to the Southern conservatives. Lincoln said, your purpose, plainly stated, is that you will destroy the government unless you be allowed to construe and enforce the Constitution as you please on all points in dispute between you and us. That's what the original Republican president said about the people that eventually took over his party. And this stuff with Wilson is nothing new, but I take some comfort in the fact that Wilson's running for re-election, okay? I watched him make his apology, and I don't think he believes a single word he said. He did that for the voters back home and for the insurance companies that own him. Who knows what the man really thinks?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, if Republicans weren't coming out and saying you know, whether it's a Jim DeMint saying we just want to break the president politically, but Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts yesterday said it's more than a little disappointing to hear some Republicans take the position they wouldn't vote for health care reform no matter what proposals the final bill contain. I mean, they're coming out and saying it, so why are we bothering going, oh, I wonder what they'll like? James Inhofe has gone on record as saying, I'm not going to read it. Because
exactly.
I know I'm against it.
They want a Christian nation, and they want to deny care to the sick.
Yep.
It's brilliant.
Yep.
It writes itself. It's so beautiful.
All right. Dave in Atlanta, you're on with John Fugel saying, hey, Dave, welcome.
Hey, guys. John, you're awesome. You are very smart. Not just
Thank
funny,
you.
But extremely smart. I'm totally with you.
Ain't he got some of that fancy book learning?
He does.
Public school, kids.
I'm sorry. Here's what troubles me about, you know who's going to screw up the health care thing is the blue dogs. It's not the Republicans. We know where they stand. It's the blue dogs that are going to not vote with the Democrats. And here's what's troubling. They openly admit that they don't want to rile up the people in their conservative states. They were voted in anyway. They're not, you know, in large part to fix this health care crisis, but they're openly admitting they care more about their next elections than they do about...
Yeah, except, you know, the point has been made, and it's correct. They will be the first ones to go. If we don't get health care done, they're going to get swept out of office, and they're going to be the first ones to go.
I know, and this whole thing can backfire. I hope that these Republicans' Waterloo is near. This could be their Waterloo if there's enough sane people in the country. I hope so. And the Blue Dogs also should be standing up. There's no legitimate argument against this health care reform. Every argument against it is bogus. Where are these leaders calling out the ridiculous, stuff?
Yeah, exactly. John, that's what I think sometimes when I'm listening to this. I'm like, why are we even having a debate about this?
You know,
when the president laid it, that's what was so great about the speech to me, is he laid it out so clearly. Mm-hmm. Who could be against it? And when you lay it out, I mean, and that's what they're even in polling, they're showing the more Americans learn about what, like, say, a public option is, the more they're for it.
Exactly.
It's like you kind of go, oh, is that what it is? I thought Sean Hannity said it's blah, you know?
Well, yeah, it's time for the smart Republicans to step up, because if the dumb people eat all the liberals, you smart Republicans are the ones they'll eat next. They'll come for you next. But keep in mind, all these politicians...
And as Jim says, not in a good way.
Right. This is America. We have such a short attention span. Culturally, we're like the guy from Memento. This will be forgotten. They will have 95 more legislative accomplishments to tout. This is not even going to go into effect until 2013. If they do it now, it won't be an issue for anybody in 2010.
Yep. Perry in Santa Barbara says the president should have called Joe Wilson out. Hello, Perry.
Hi there. Thank you for keeping my head from exploding.
Ah, you're welcome.
I really feel, he said clearly in his speech, and I'm a skeptical optimist, I voted for Obama, he clearly, you know, read my lips, said, if you tell lies about this bill, we will call you out. Said, and he said, we're going to be tough guys and no more of this, you know, namby-pamby stuff. And then Joe Wilson gets up, you know, basically shouts out, you're a liar. And all he did was look over at him and said, it's not true. And he kept on going with his speech. And what would have been so great, appropriate or not, would have been for him to stand up and say, my esteemed colleague, Joe Wilson, please stand up and state what you need to say to the American people.
Mm.
National television.
That would have been entertaining. You're right.
Yes, we call him out in public option.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey!
Yeah. Or alternatively, dived into the mosh pit and started wrestling with him. That would have also been entertaining, and yet maybe not so presidential.
I think that would have been against House rules.
You definitely. Think so?
Yeah.
To put him in a headlock?
Yeah, I think so.
Wedgies?
I do think
it, wedgie,
I
are wedgies allowed?
It does fall under the don't dignify it with a response clause, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
He played it right.
Yeah.
But if you heckle like that in a comedy store, Pauly Shore gives you a better table.
Yeah, but Jim... I like the president's Pauly Shore. But Jim made a good point earlier, and that is that Joe Wilson turned out to be quite the little weenie, didn't
he?
Like, if the president had done that, he would have been like...
I didn't say anything. No, it was him. It wasn't me.
He would have done it. It was the guy behind me. He's a well-known ventriloquist, Mr. President. I'm sorry.
No, he's like, you know, the Klan. They're all the big macho guys, as long as you can't see their faces. And they rip off the hood and say, what? No, I didn't say anything.
Exactly.
I kind of like our caller's fantasy, though, that it would be like Bugsy. Like, he wouldn't, Obama should just beat him with his belt. 43 minutes after the hour, back with more with comedian John Fugelsang as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A place where dreams come true.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
She's crafty. She gets a wow. She's crafty. She's always down. She's crafty. Got it fresh. She's crafty. And she's just my type.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Joined live in studio by John Fugelsang, who will be doing a benefit for a 9/11 benefit tomorrow night in New York, John?
Absolutely, yeah. It starts at 5 o'clock at the Cooper Union in Manhattan. You can go to wearechange.org to learn more about it. But it's a benefit where 100% of the proceeds will go to help 9/11 first responders, cops and firemen and EMT guys, who are having health problems and are having trouble paying their bills, so you know your money's going to a good cause and you're doing the Lord's work by coming.
There you go. Catherine in Minneapolis is a 9/11 family member. Hey, Catherine, welcome.
Hey, Stephanie.
How you doing? What? Who in your family?
My sister Patricia was killed in the Pentagon on September 11th.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I just briefly want to mention that we're doing a free showing. My family's paying for the showing of the movie 9/11. Blueprint for Truth, and it's at the Riverview Theater in Minneapolis at 5:20. And I also have a healthcare comment, too.
Okay.
And my comment about healthcare, it looks like this is going to be a huge coup for the health insurance companies, because mandating healthcare, there will be, it sounds like they may be a public option, but
right.
The people who can afford it.
Right. You know, Robert Reich, he's the, you know, the former, what is he, labor secretary?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Anyway, but, you know, he said the perfect thing, I thought. He said of all the, obviously insurance companies, yada, yada, of course they don't want it. A public option would squeeze their profits and force them to undertake major reforms. That's the whole point, you know? So that's exactly what they need to do.
And what about a cap on executive salaries? I mean, when they look at the salary of William McGuire, the previous CEO of United Health Corporation, who made $124 million in 1 year and averaged, about $37 million a year for several years, I don't know how many years. I mean, has anyone ever talked about the millions that are made by the people who actually collect the money?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and exactly. That's why the cost is what it is. That's exactly the point. It's the overhead. Catherine, thank you, and so sorry about your sister.
Well, thank you for letting me announce the movie.
All right, thank you. Here are some fun facts just for all y'alls about the public option. The initial Congressional Budget Office assessment of the Senate health bill without the public option put the cost at $1 trillion over 10 years. A later version included the public option. The total cost of the bill dropped to $600 billion. Mm. A study by the Commonwealth Fund found a public coverage program similar to Medicare would reduce projected health care costs by about $2 trillion over 11 years and lower premiums by about 20% on average. Again, not sure why people are against this, but okay. Medicare, the current public insurance option for seniors, is cheaper and more effective than private plans. Example, Medicare spends 2% of revenue on overhead. Private insurers typically spend 25 to 27% for overhead and profit. How we can not see there's something wrong with that, I don't know. Polling, I think, John, you brought this up earlier. It turns out the more Americans know about the public option, the more they like it. In a new New York Times survey, when asked the question, again, if you phrase the question in a way that kind of puts the right-wing lie into it, you know, okay, but this is the question. Would you favor or oppose the government offering everyone a government-administered health insurance plan, something like Medicare coverage that people, 65 and older get, that would compete with private insurance plans? 66% favor, 27% opposed. Lake Research found 73% of Americans want everyone to have a choice of private health insurance or a public health insurance plan. Only 15% want everyone to have private insurance. A Survey USA Today study found 77% of Americans feel it's important to have a choice between a government-run health insurance option and private coverage. The AARP has also published the results of a poll showing 79% of the American people support a new federal health insurance plan that the individuals could purchase. So, that's
exactly right, but it's all who's running the polls. And, you know, the conservative voters of America haven't really noticed who's been polling them for many decades now.
I think that was a little... joke, wasn't it?
Hey!
Let's go to Chuck in Minnesota. You're on with John Fugel saying, hello, Chuck. Hello, Chuck. Or not. Going once, going twice. Let's go to Michael in Texas. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I heard a caller earlier talking about the fact that preventative care doesn't actually save money. That's the most ridiculous comment I think I've heard in my life.
Yeah.
I'm an orthotist, and I'm in Texas, and I do diabetic shoe through Medicare. And what the statistics are is that there's about 38,000 preventable below-the-knee amputations every year due to diabetic neuropathy. Mm-hmm. Well, Medicare has a plan where they pay for diabetic shoes, one of the few preventative things that they do. And I don't have that statistic, but it is drastically reduced the number of amputations. You can get a pair of shoes for about $200. That seems expensive, but they're custom-made, custom-fitted, all this other stuff, as opposed to a $38,000 amputation. And that's some savings. I also wanted to say these people that are talking about illegals being able to get involved with the public option. I deal with Medicare and Medicaid every day of my life. There is no way an illegal is going to be able to get a hold of a Medicare number. If they do, it's going to be illegally. I mean, if one only knew the loops and the hoops and the red tape that you have to go through to get a Medicare number and to be able to receive services, they wouldn't make such ludicrous accusations. Yep. Say, oh yeah, illegal's going to be able to get on that public option. It's just outstanding.
Yes, it is factually incorrect, as one might say, if one weren't loading the liar cannon like Joe Wilson. If
exactly.
One were trying to have a...
You lie! You lie!
Thank you.
Joe Wilson's phone number, by the way, is 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111.
Oh, by the way, he says most of his calls, John, overwhelmingly supportive.
Uh-huh. He only got four negative.
Uh-huh.
I must turn my office into a house of lies.
Ed in Madison, you're on with John Fugel saying, hello, Ed.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I think that Wilson is just a point man for a much larger cause, and here's what I mean. He's a sacrificial lamb, but he accomplished his goal, which was to get the point out there, Obama's a liar. Now, they're going to continue to talk about that. They perpetuate it on the talk show, so on and so forth. I just heard a CNN report about a White House press release that the stimulus has created X amount of jobs. And then there was a Republican response. I don't know who it was, but he said, how can someone look at these numbers and make that statement? Now, normally you might say, how can someone look at those numbers and come to this conclusion? But by saying, how can someone look at those numbers and make that statement, you're saying that person is lying,
right,
and they know they're lying. So I think that's the new thing, that the new push is, you know, you can't trust them.
Yep, excellent. Well, this is like the fake doctor that called earlier today. John, I don't know if you missed that, but he said, well, the president lied when he said, that's what his implication is, the president, because his point was that preventative care is cheaper than a $30,000 amputation. He's like, I'm a doctor. I only charge $1,200 for an amputation. It's like, well, you're not putting in all the hospital costs and the drugs and the rehabilitation.
Anesthetic and prosthetics.
Apparently, this guy doesn't use anesthetic.
Right? Yeah, apparently. He's one of those kind of doctors.
Just a hacksaw in the backyard.
Right, cleans his axe on a shoe.
These days.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. You're a puss if you need anesthesia. Apparently.
Well, it's true that this guy may be the sacrificial lamb, Joe Wilson, because he can easily be voted out and his job at Fox News will be waiting.
Yeah, I'll say. Dave in Long Beach, you get to close us out today. Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. The next time one of these Democrats says that we just the bill that moves the ball forward, it needs to be pointed out to them that they haven't run a play on this 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we need more than 3 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and yet the last of the sports analogies this week. And yes, the president did hit a home run, hit it out of the park. Okay, that's it.
Hat trick.
Yeah, exactly. John Fugelsang, comedian extraordinaire. How can we find out things about John Fugelsang?
Come on to my Facebook page or my Twitter page, or come down to the Cooper Union for the benefit for 9/11 first responders tomorrow.
Thank you, John. That's it for the Stephanie Miller Show. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Emmy Award-winning Jim Ward, and Rebecca Baker. We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.